Well, what about group studies like nowadays on the internet? There's a lot of discussion and blogs and interactions on various themes. That's another kind of way to, I guess, activate the brain. But what about its ability to activate the spiritual brain? Do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, in my experience, the groups through internet are limited in several ways. For example, when we talk, we use many other things besides words, and we are sharing something with people around. When we write, usually the very act of writing activates more the intellectual aspect of our mind. Sometimes you read an article, for example, from a person, and you get a completely different idea of what that person is from the actual meeting the person. Because in a writing, you see only the intellectual aspect of the person. The article may be very insightful, but I remember a person saying that, for example, the books by Taimni, they are very technical, very dry in a sense, very insightful also. And some people who know Taimni told me that he was so sweet that you could never believe that that person would write that kind of books. But he was also a scientist, and when he was writing, he was communicating the intellectual aspect of the writing. So you can see that many times there are a lot of arguments in these groups because it's easy to misunderstand what the person says because writing takes a lot of time. So sometimes what you write is a summary of what you are thinking because you cannot see other people and you don't know how what you are saying is being received. And usually this argument tends to deepen the conceptual and intellectual side of the treatment, you know, of the subject. So for an online group or e-group to be really good, we have to be very mindful of these limitations. I've been in some e-groups that were very good, but then I've been in e-groups with friends of mine and we would enter in arguments and we never did when we were together. So it has its own limitations, but the good thing is that it opens the world and you can interact with people that you may never meet on the physical plane. So it has good things and bad things, as anything in life. But to get the best out of these groups, we have to be mindful of the limitations and not to get caught in these limitations.